The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I have a dream. One day, this nation will rise up, live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal. I have a dream. That one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners, will they be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood? I have a dream. My poor little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream. Every hill and mountain shall be made low, the rough places will be made plain, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
I'll tell you, to this day, you hear Dr. King speak, and it just, it chills you. And to think that it was April the 4th, 1968, what a day to remember that, you know, somebody tried to extinguish, you know, the dream. But the dream lives on, as one aptly put it, Scott, in a tweet this morning. Says, you can kill a dreamer, but not a dream. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. is living proof. Great line. Another monument. The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but where he stands at times of challenge and controversy. Well, I'll tell you, Dr. King's legacy and the dream that he had continues to live on. If you remember, did you see that picture that Samantha Mills shared with us last week, you know, with those two kids in daycare?
Yep, the two kids taking the nap in daycare.
Yeah, a black child and a white child, seemingly, you know. So, I mean, it was. But it's just absolutely precious. And I had to think of Dr. King at that moment in watching and seeing that picture. And it's no wonder that that picture has gone viral, because it is the dream that we still maintain. Many of us had hoped that, you know, we would be beyond this conflict. Obviously, there's something we're not doing right, you know, to make it last so long.
I think it all comes down to leaders. Again, he had a dream and a goal, and he lived that. You know, when you see the marches with Martin Luther King, there's white people in there with him. They're walking with him. And somewhere along the line, we forgot to work together, and we forgot that we're now we have leaders that divide us. We have leaders that tell us what's different rather than what's the same. You got to, in order to have a relationship, you got to have a common ground,
right?
And we don't talk about that.
Well, that is, you know, as we've been talking about, you know, during this campaign. And as you mentioned so aptly, Scott, and that has been the bifurcation of America. We've become so diverse. We're celebrating multinationalism, but we're not celebrating the United States of America. And this is killing us. It is absolutely killing us. And the civil rights issue continues today, to your point, excellently stated, because of leadership, because we have people that are more interested in their personal agendas instead of the agenda. And it's interesting that, you know, Dr. King's agenda and his vision still carries to this day, because it is so rich with truth and promise. a God-given vision, no doubt. Dr. Martin Luther King, assassinated April the 4th, 1968. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, see what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, great to have you along with us, fighting the good fight to get this country back on track, as we were mentioning just a moment ago, Scott and I, as we recall, the assassination of one Martin Luther King back in 1968. Amazing that... It is amazing for many reasons. Not only did we lose somebody who was a true leader, but as one so aptly said, you can kill the dreamer, but not the dream. And thank God the dream still lives on. Niger Innes is with us right now, and I wanted to bring him on. He's a longtime member of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network, national spokesman for the Congress of Racial Equality, one of the nation's most famous and influential civil rights organizations. Niger, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Bill. Great to be on with you.
Hey, I wanted to talk to you about another topic here, but before we get into the Wendy Bell firing from TAE TV in Pittsburgh, want to get your comments real quick on Dr. King. I mean, we're remembering his assassination, 47, 48 years ago?
Yeah. Dr. King was an amazing leader, and I think more than anything else, he will be remembered forever in time, as our founding fathers are remembered, he will be remembered not just in our great country, but around the world, because he was a bridge builder. He was one that obviously fought injustice. Fought against the viciousness of segregation in our country, legal segregation. He also fought against poverty in our country, particularly towards the end of his life. But the brilliance of Dr. King, and from my perspective, the most important thing about Dr. King, he was able to show the pain of a particular group that he was fighting for justice, and reveal it to the world in ways that other people could empathize with that particular group, even if they were not a part of it.
Exactly. Well, when you think about the impact that Dr. King had, and also his contemporaries at the time, you know, John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, the list is quite distinguished. And Dr. King is honored with a national holiday. To remember his birth because of the leadership and impact that he had on our culture at that time, and he continues to have.
Absolutely, and I tell you, a lot of activists and civil rights activists and political activists, from time to time, because Dr. King is so great and because he is remembered for being a unifier, invoke his name. And that can be dangerous, but I'm going to take that risk and say that I believe if Dr. King were alive today, he would be horrified. He actually, let me correct that. I think think he would be joyous and horrified at the same time. I think he'd be joyous and shocked that the country, that our country, have changed so dramatically, and that opportunities that were just not available to blacks and to poor people generally in the 1960s, in the late 60s when he was assassinated, that these opportunities are made available to today. I think he'd be surprised that some of the most powerful people, not only in this country but across the planet, are black Americans.
Yes.
Some people, start with the President of the United States to Oprah Winfrey, to the number of folk in entertainment and sports and business, American Express, Xerox. I mean, he would be, I think he would be truly amazed at the degree of progress that exists among black America. Now, the flip side is, I think he would be horrified at the number of murders and the number of killings and what I call, and I use this term gingerly, and I've used it for years, is the self-imposed black genocide that is occurring in our cities across the country.
No doubt about it. I'm glad you mentioned, you hold this contrast, Niger, because it's important, because I believe that, as you do, that Dr. King would have taken this contention and this energy, as you say, the fact that you got people rising up is a good sign. It's just, what are you going to do with this energy? And this is where leadership is so critical, because leadership with a vision will direct that energy into something positive and constructive. Arguably today, we have still too much destructive things that are taking place right now. But, you know, that conversation will continue on another day. I do want to talk to you about the Wendy Bell firing. Update our audience on your position and why black leaders are speaking out against WTAE-TV in Pittsburgh, firing Wendy Bell.
I think the black leaders, and I've not talked with the black leaders that are speaking out, and I'm open to do so and open to hear their point of view. But I just say that I believe they're misguided. I mean, I think what is most important here is for us to not get it drowned in the political correctness or this latest manifestation of political correctness, which is microaggression phenomenon, which I believe is what is at play here with WTAE. As we know, Wendy Bell rightfully was outraged and had an emotional, powerfully emotional response to the slaughter of five lives, actually six lives. It was the slaughter of six lives, because it was the unborn baby, a pregnant lady that was viciously murdered while doing a barbecue in Wickenburg. And because she expressed an emotional output on, I believe, in her private social media, Facebook page or something along those lines, WTA got a world of stuff dumped on them, and they buckled to the political correctness and the microaggression phenomenon, which, and just so your audience knows what that is, microaggression is described as a subtle but offensive action directed toward a minority group. Another manifestation of this so-called microaggression was at Emory University, where Trump 2016, and I hate to throw politics into this, because I can...
The fear, that's where the fear of chalk came into play, right?
That's exactly right. And, and for her to get fired for expressing a private point of view, a righteous and justifiable anger and frustration is amazing. And let me tell your audience something that I think a lot of folk may not know. The six lives that were lost in Wickenburg, Pennsylvania, right outside of Pennsylvania, they were black lives.
Yes.
These were not whites that were slaughtered. I'm not saying that these lives have more value, but I get the strangest feeling that a lot of folk, you know, get lost in the dialogue of you know, when you go as a racist for expressing
right.
outrage and talking about young black men and blah, blah, blah. They forget the victims.
Exactly. Well, Niger Ennis has been our guest. Project 21's Niger Ennis, a civil rights activist. Niger, thank you so much for being with us. 14 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
Well, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Who is the gopher's ally? His friend. The harmless squirrel and the friendly rabbit. I'm going to use you two guys to do my dirty work for me.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live.
Oh, they're just talking about Bill Murray. And I mean, you can't help but smile when you listen to him. What a goofball. Patrick Wood is with us right now, an author and lecturer who has studied elite globalization policy since the late 70s when he partnered with the late Anthony Sutton to co-author Trilaterals Over Washington, Volumes 1 and 2. He remains a leading expert on the elitist Trilateral Commission, their policies and achievements in creating their self-proclaimed new international economic order. And that trilateral dream continues to this day, doesn't it, Patrick?
Well, it certainly does. It's been a long time, and they have not let go of their domination of the executive branch since at least 1976 with the election of Jimmy Carter and Walter Mondale.
Well, and that is, you know, these are some of the strings, you know, that have been pulled, and maybe this election cycle, you know, they don't have a string necessarily tied to one Donald Trump, do they?
Well, you know, that's going to be hard to tell at this point, whether he's part of the plan or not. You know, it's so difficult to read the tea leaves, if you will, as to what people say, whether it be a Donald Trump or a Ted Cruz or anybody else for that matter that's in the race. Politicians have an uncanny knack for reading the public sentiment and then saying things that play to that public sentiment so they get votes. And so and many times very disingenuous. It's very hard to figure out who's telling the truth.
Well, yeah, I mean, and this is the big challenge that we have today, and this is why, you know, voters are a bit nervous. It's also, you know, why they've responded to Trump and Bernie Sanders. And I mean, Bernie Sanders, as goofy as he sounds, I mean, you know, people say, well, he's more trustworthy than Hillary Clinton, even though he's a socialist. He's coming out, you know, it's not like he's not saying he's a socialist. I'm a socialist. I mean, this is what I want to do. You know, I want to raise everybody's tax rate to 75%. We're going to give away free stuff. And I'm going to be president, and it's all going to be good, right?
Yep, I know. And the American people right now are crying out for somebody to just fix the system. Mm-hmm. They know it's broken. They know things are screwed up. You know, the people are hurting financially. They're hurting socially. Mm-hmm. And they're fed up with the whole system, and they're just begging for anybody to come in. They don't care whether it's a constitutionalist, whether it's a socialist, whether it's a Democrat or Republican. They just don't care. Just fix it.
Yeah, but how dangerous is that, though, Patrick? I mean, because the way the Constitution was designed, it was designed for we the people to fix our problems. But, we, you know, this is a problem. We've been trained over the years. We've been conditioned to look to the government to be the answer, whether it's health care, national security, whatever, on and on, immigration. And these guys keep messing it up. And somehow we're looking there like as if, you know, somehow that out of this morass and ongoing mess, we're going to get the answer.
Well, I know. It is very dangerous. It's a dangerous mentality. It's a dangerous position that we're in. If you want to make America great again, which, of course, who doesn't want to make America great? I do.
Right.
But if you want to do it, you have to go back to the basics and say what made America great in the first place.
Exactly.
And it wasn't negotiating deals at all. It was the fact that we had a constitutional republic, we had a moral people to support it, and, you know, we had an economic system, a free enterprise, capitalism, that allowed us to build up wealth like the world has not hardly seen before. But this is what made America great. And so nobody's talking about this, really, you know, getting back to those basics again and setting the compass right,
right.
The plumb line right. That's, you know, so America.
Well, I like the quote. Yeah, I like the quote that Bruce Kaufman had this morning in his press release this morning. He says, democracy is the most difficult form of government since it requires the widest spread of intelligence. And we forgot to make ourselves intelligent when we made ourselves sovereign. This was Will and Ariel Durant. Boy, I'll tell you, that echoes loud and clear today.
That cuts right to the quick.
It really does,
doesn't
it? It really
does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Powerful thing to remember that, hey, look, at it's, you know, we get the government. This is why we get the government we deserve, you know, if we're very casual about the information that we have. I mean, I couldn't believe it the other night. I was at a dinner. And this gal who's notably, she's in real estate, she has her own business, and notably progressive, and she always cracks me up because whenever we get together, she goes, okay, we're not talking politics. And I go, okay, well, it's not me. I mean, you're the one that brings it up. Well, sure enough, you know, she brings it up. And she wants to tell me that it was the Republicans that messed up Obamacare. She had no clue that it was the Democrats that designed this whole thing. They go, yeah, they made all these deals and stuff. I go, wasn't the Republicans who made it. It was the Democrats that made the deal. They could get the Democrats all signed up on this thing. But I mean, she was firmly convinced. She goes, well, we'll just have to agree to disagree. I said, no, we're going to agree that you're going to do some research and find out the right information so you don't sound like a knucklehead. Bless her heart.
Absolutely. Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
But,
well,
anyway, speaking of which, I want to, we digress here a little bit, but I want to talk about your latest article about global warming. A former UN climate official, Otmar Inhofer, stated, and I quote, and you quote, "We redistribute de facto the world's wealth by climate policy." I mean, that's pretty bold. I mean, let's just come out of the closet and just really just say what it's all about now, right?
Well, it is, and they are coming out of the closet, and you know, it's not widely reported, obviously, but there have been statements like this that clearly tell us that climate change is not about climate change at all.
Exactly.
It's a sham. It's just an absolute sham. And the people at the top of the system know it, like this guy, Christiana Figueres, the head of climate change at the United Nations last year, said point blank that they're going to replace capitalism with free enterprise, period.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to replace it with a system, this what they call a green economy. Sustainable development is another term. That's her favorite term.
Right.
I call it technocracy because that's what it is.
Yeah.
Historically, it's technocracy.
Well, the only thing that's sustained, Patrick, is not the economy. It's the enslavement of, you know, the international body politic.
Well, the body politic is being replaced by a system of autonomous control by scientists and engineers.
Right.
This is the whole essence of scientific dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
These people, these scientists and engineers who have cooked up this climate science, if you will, these people are holding the entire world as hostage,
yes,
if you will, to this false science. And this is the tail that's wagging the dog right now. And people shake their fist at politicians and, you know, whatever, to, well, you know, we don't like those bad people telling, you know, saying those things. They aren't the problem. The problem are these crazy off-the-wall scientists and engineers that think that they have some sovereign duty to engineer the entire world, to run it like an engineering project, according to scientific method. This is absolute insanity. And it's nothing we voted for, nothing anybody, you know, said, hey, this would be a good idea. These people have just done it. And they've done it behind, hiding behind the skirts of the politicians, if you will.
Yes. Well, the thing that's amazing to me, Patrick, on top, not only have they done that, but the nature of the bureaucracy is such as they've gotten we the people to pay for this insanity.
That's right. And, you know, I got a chuckle just the other day, but there's two scientists at Columbia University, where technocracy originally started, by the way, in the 1930s. And these two scientists, they really are. These two scientists are working on an algorithm to cloak planet Earth from evil aliens. I kid you not. They're actually thinking about this. How can we... You know, oh, there's evil aliens in it. What about if evil aliens came to Earth? How could we prevent them from wiping out Earth? And, well, we'll build a cloaking device and we'll
yeah, right,
the planet so they don't know we're here.
Yeah, they're gonna tie in global warming with a cloaking device. You know, Patrick, this is the deal. As long as you've got the fear mongering going on, and the people, again, to the, you know, point we made earlier, if you're gonna lack intelligence, you are gonna be fearful of everything. And
that's right.
These guys are, you know, all these elites and these technocrats are just going to have their way with us beyond what we could ever imagine. Unbelievable. Patrick Wood, a leading expert on technocracy and the Trilateral Commission, has been with us on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Patrick. 28 after the top of the hour.
From the creators of God's Not Dead.
I hate what people like your clients stand for and what they're doing to our society.
A Classroom Answer.
One of your students sent a text to their parents. Did this happen?
If you're asking whether I responded to a student's question, yes.
and your answer incorporated the words of Jesus.
Could cost Grace Wesley everything.
The Follies are asking that you be fired, plus revocation of your teaching certificate.
They're looking to destroy you.
I am not going to be afraid to say the name Jesus. I would rather stand with God and be judged by the world than stand with the world and be judged by God.
Preach, go, preach! God's not dead, he's dead alive!
He's living on the inside, roaring like a lion.
God's not dead, too. Now playing. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Tickets and showtimes available at godsnotdead.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You know, we've seen these crazy diets to lose weight, right? You know, some of us have tried many of them. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, our healthy body weight loss system simply saturates the body with nutrition, bringing down cravings. It's been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Sweating during a good workout at the gym is a release of all 90 essential nutrients, leading to a further deficiency, causing an even greater craving for carbs, sugars, and fats. Diet and exercise cannot curb appetite, like saturation of mineral vitamins, amino acids, and essential fatty acids. Stop the weight gain cycle and lose weight the easy way with properly blended, specifically targeted nutrition. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Fighting cravings is a losing fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, that's 855-305-8326. 855-305-8326.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
We're back with you, America, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. A little dancing music to get us get the blood circulating this morning, okay? Good to have you along with us. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we want to hear from you, okay? Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. We've got to confront the issue. This is a political incorrect kind of free zone, okay? All right, let's just talk it out. We understand sometimes the words may be a little inartful because it's been a while since we've been able to have a normal conversation with people and not worry about, you know, offending them because we just didn't say exactly the right thing. But we've got to get through that process. So I'm committed to that and committed to do that with you on your behalf. Laura Carno is with us. She's the author of the newly released book, Government Ruins Nearly Everything, Reclaiming Social Issues from Uncivil Servants. Laura, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for the invitation.
Hey, good to have you here to talk about something that we need to kind of, I guess, recalibrate ourselves in understanding who is the answer for the ills of this country. It's not going to be found in a president. It's not going to be found in our leadership. We keep looking to the wrong people. It's almost like it's got a round peg in a square hole. And you know, the good news, I guess, in a sense, is that it's been equal opportunity because this has been the perspective of people on both sides of the aisle, right?
Right. Each side of the aisle has its issues where it says government should stay out of these things, but government should control the fixing or the improving of these other things, and both sides of the aisle do it. What's interesting about the title of the book, Government Ruins Nearly Everything, it's almost a last line when I have done speeches on this or talked about the title, because everybody, even non-political people, agree that government doesn't work. And so the logical next question is, so why do we keep asking government to fix our biggest problems, and especially social issues, because those are our heartfelt and sometimes faith-based desires to fix things. So why do we keep expecting over and over that the government will do something about it?
Mm-hmm. Well, part of the reason, I think, Laura, is that we're using the wrong tool for the wrong, you know, for the wrong job. And by that I mean is that government moves very slowly. And if we've ever been, if we've ever been a generation, I call us the microwave generation. We stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up. We're just so impatient. And the process, the due process of our Constitution in respecting each other's rights is a very deliberate process. And people get antsy. They don't like it. So they got to move faster and they got to get the courts involved and, you know, preempt the power of the states, which amazes me, because the states should be yelling and screaming, just like Congress should be yelling and screaming, because of the separation of powers and things have been infringed on. And so we, you know, to your point, we're looking to the people. And the thing is, it's amazing to me. I'd say, look, if government fixed something, you know, you'd say, give them credit. Go, hey, look, they fixed this, they fixed that. They, you know, they've got a proven track record. But their track record empirically is a disaster.
Sure. You know, the war on poverty made poverty worse.
Yes.
Only when the government gets out of big problems and people step in, do things actually get better. And I look at four issues in this book, abortion, marriage, guns, and schools. So I jumped right into what I call the four fireworks issues, the issues that cause the most fireworks in politics today, and where we have so much money and commercials and effort and energy on these four issues, and they're not getting any better.
Well, you know, they're not, and again, the empirical evidence is so solid that it isn't. You know, it reminds me of what Ronald Reagan says, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help. Oh, really?
Right.
You know?
Right, exactly. And the subtitle of the book, Reclaiming Social Issues from Uncivil Servants, there are people in the government who are good people, but the structure of the government itself isn't set up to actually fix problems. It's set up to see a problem, listen to us talk about a problem, take a bunch of our money, say they're going to fix it, and because the government can't fix anything, it just gets worse. They ask us for more money, and we keep clamoring for a bigger and bigger program. So the point I'm making in the book, Reclaiming Social Issues from Uncivil Servants, is take this back. Stop saying the government needs to fix this. And I point out in each of the four policy areas, people and organizations who today, as we speak, are doing something completely outside of the government that are actually improving all four of these areas. And I'm hoping to inspire other folks out there to see some of these stories and say, gosh, if John Anoni in Allentown, Pennsylvania, can set up a program completely on his own that's helping to save inner city kids from gun violence, maybe I can do something like that in my town. And so in each of these four policy areas, there are stories that I am hopeful inspire people.
Well, Laura, take some time here. We got a couple minutes. Let's talk about more of these stories, you know, just like that, because this is happening around the country. A friend of the show, Dr. Alita Eck, in New York, for example, her and her husband, and along with some other doctors, have been, you know, doing a great job in delivering health care to poor people, and they were able to, you know, coordinate this effort by getting some cooperation, believe it or not, for the government, and get some waivers, especially on malpractice insurance, and they're delivering health care like for $15 per person, if you can imagine that.
I can, because the free market works, and it's a great example, what's interesting about what you're talking about with them is that they had to actually apply for a waiver to the government to get its nose out of their ability to help people. And there's a similar story that I tell in the abortion chapter about adoptions and some great programs that have been in place to help kids in foster care who may not, they may age out in foster care. And there are organizations that are trying to place these kids in forever families so that they don't leave high school without a family. Mm-hmm. And so some great faith-based organizations did that. They literally had to apply to the government to get a waiver on some accommodation issues so that they could get kids out of the foster system into private families and to be adopted, and better for kids, better for, you know, the foster kids' role, the roles of foster kids, and the government was in the way. So not only do people have great ideas out there, but the government should get its nose out of their business so they can just get along with the business of improving things, because it's people like that who wake up with something in their hearts every day who are the ones who are going to really fix the problems.
Now, do you imagine what they have to go through, Laura, dealing with the red tape and the bureaucracy of our government to what? To help people? I mean, is it any wonder that some of these dreams are not thwarted because of the system that has messed up the program to begin with?
Exactly. And there are legitimate functions of government. There are things that, I'm not an anarchist, there are things the government should be doing. But in the four areas that I touch, the statistics, and it's not a very statistics heavy book, but I do talk at a high level of what works and what doesn't work. The statistics say, let's talk about schools for a second, this charter school revolution that's been happening all across the country. You know, not all charter schools make it, and that's okay. No charter school is too big to fail. If it's bad, it should get closed. But the charter movement overall has done more to deliver kids in poor neighborhoods with failing schools, deliver them into a good education that sets them up for a lifetime of success than the public school education system has ever done.
Exactly. Well, she founded I Am Created Equal back in 2012, which declares that our rights exist by nature. They do not come from the government. Her book, Government Ruins Nearly Everything, Reclaiming Social Issues from Uncivil Servants, available at all the usual places, right, Laura?
Yeah, Amazon.com is where we're selling right now. And you can also go to lauracarno.com, C-A-R-N-O, lauracarno.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvena because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvena Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayILook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayILook.com. ILikeTheWayILook.com.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You need a follow. Your hands on my tomorrow.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always good to have you along with us for more information on the show, which comes to you Monday through Friday from 9 to 12 noon Eastern on these 270-plus markets and around the world via WWCR and shortwave. With us right now, we have the honor to be talking with Dr. Tony Evans, one of the country's most respected leaders in evangelical circles, as a pastor, teacher, author, and speaker. He serves the body of Christ through his unique ability to communicate complex theological truths through simple yet profound illustrations while addressing the practical issues of today. Dr. Tony Evans, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. It is great to have you with us. You know, one of the things when I was reading about you, I didn't realize that you've been the chaplain for the Dallas Mavericks for, what, 3 decades now?
Oh, yeah, over that, since 1980.
Wow. Well, and then of course, and then you were also the chaplain for the Dallas Cowboys as well, so.
Yeah, my son's taking over that one for me.
Well, good. Well, you've been rather busy, and I know by the same token, in terms of being a pastor to pastors and, you know, your heart looking over what's going on in our country today, we've lost our moral compass. The Gallup poll 8 months ago has said that the secular market is saying, where is the church? And Dr. Tony Evans is being one of those voices for the church in trying to reconnect our country with its moral compass.
Well, absolutely. We're watching and participating in the devolution of a nation. We're watching our nation unravel right before our eyes. And unfortunately, much of that has to do with the failure of the church to be what God created when he created the church. And therefore, the influence of the church in society seems to be disregarded, null and void, while we carry on business as usual. So this is a wake-up call, if we've ever needed one, for the church to reassert itself as the legitimate body of Christ, influencing, impacting the culture in which we reside.
Well, we've got these dynamic pulls between the political and the spiritual. And politically, America senses, and I'm talking about the body politic, is sensing that it's losing its country. And I know you would say that that's probably a good sense there. You need to go with your instincts because more and more we're losing grip of this great American experiment, a country that has been so greatly blessed by God because we have notably turned our back on God.
Well, 2 Chronicles 15:3-6 says it all. In those days, there was no true God, no teaching priest, no law. Citizen rose up against citizen, city rose up against city, and nation rose up against nation. And then it concludes with this statement, for God troubled them with every kind of distress. If God is your problem, only God is your solution. And so that's what the political world doesn't understand, that there is a spiritual deterioration, and that solution will not be answered by Air Force One, no matter who's on the plane. It's got to come because God has been reinvited and his manifest presence. There was an assumption with all the flaws, and there were some major flaws in the establishment of this nation, but in the midst of that, there was an assumption that this republic could not survive unless it had a moral frame of reference.
Exactly.
That frame of reference is disappearing, and with that disappearance, the God of the Bible is disappearing with it in terms of his manifest presence. And so that vacuum is now being filled with the passive wrath of God, recorded in Romans 1. The passive wrath of God is where God turns a God-rejecting people over to the repercussions of their denial of him. And so we are watching the repercussions of the divine exit.
Well, and we have to make sure, as you say, Dr. Evans, that we're looking to the right one for the solution. It's not going to be, even though we're in a political season voting for a president, it's not going to be a president. We've seen this time and time again. You know, we're human beings with our failings, but why not go to the Creator and one who puts the nations in place and leadership in place and cry out to him and ask that he give us the right leader?
Absolutely. The God is not going to skip the church house to fix the White House. Mm-hmm. If we can't get our house, if God can't get his own people's house in order, why would we think he would do something with that house?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got to get this, and that is why I'm so passionate about the reigniting of the church to be what the church should be, so that God has something to work through in order to influence and affect the culture if he does not come back in the immediate future.
Yeah, well, Dr. Evans, like you say, you're very active and passionate about it. You're putting feet to your prayers. In fact, I understand you're the honorary chairman of the National Day of Prayer coming up on May the 5th. If this nation ever needed to be on its knees before a holy God, it is now, as we continue to lose grip of this great American experiment.
Well, absolutely. It's got to start with fasting and prayer. It's got to start with throwing ourselves on the mercy of God with repentant hearts and reinviting his presence into our lives and into our community of faith. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, then it depends on what we do when we get up off of our knees. Are we making disciples and not just making church members? And are we doing things that the world can see? Matthew 5:16, let men see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. So it's hitting our knees and it's getting up off of our knees, and both have to work together.
Well, I know one of your favorite Psalms, 128, blessed are those who fear the Lord and walk in his ways. Certainly, we're very anemic in terms of the fear of the Lord that's being demonstrated in this country today, and the blessings are falling by the wayside. And I know this is why in the Gallup poll, the secular market was saying, hey, what's going on? It's not the same as usual. We're losing grip of this America. And what I'm hearing around the country, Dr. Evans, is people are absolutely fearful for the first time in their lifetimes that we may be losing this democratic republic.
Well, I mean, they have a lot to be concerned about, because that's very, very real. When you see the kind of decisions that are being made, when you see the redefinition of the marriage, when you see the abortion on demand, when you see the resurrection of racial strife, when you see the nature of political discourse, it is clear that we have become a nation out of control. Mm-hmm. And the only group that can bring it back into control is the church.
Yeah. Well, the Bible clearly states that a people without vision will perish. And I like another version that says cast off restraint. We definitely have cast off restraint. We're like that hot air balloon that's got a puncture and it has no anchoring. There's no mooring to it. And so we're willy-nilly, pell-mell all over the place. And it's no wonder people are confused and they're fearful. And in some cases, Dr. Evans, which is very concerning for me, is they're becoming hopeless.
Yes, and you know, you can go a long way when you have hope. because hope is joyful expectation about the future. But when you lose hope, then everything collapses because you don't see any way out. And so you are right. We're seeing a hopelessness set in. But that also creates an opportunity because our view of God always gives us hope. And because our view of God gives us hope, we must passionately remove the extra stuff now, because this is not business as normal, and throw ourselves before the face of a holy God and seek his mercy for our failure and then his intervention into our country.
Exactly. Well, I tell people often, Dr. Evans, that I'm a but God Christian, and it stops them for a second. And I said, well, you know, when you read the Bible, you always see these hopeless situations, and there's that powerful transitionary phrase that comes into play. But God, you know, here's what humanity does, but for God and his love and compassion, he brings back and imbues in us that hope that is part of what he created in each of us to realize. Now, Dr. Evans, I want you to tell our audience about the gathering, which is an assembly that's coming up in what is going to be in Dallas, right, in September this year?
Well, yes, it's the gathering is calling spiritual leaders to Dallas from all over the country, pastors, and to cry out before the Lord together. And we also simulcast it around the country so pastors who can come can gather together in their local communities so that God will see the unity of the church crying out to him at the same time. Then at night, we're asking those same pastors to go back to their churches and to have a solemn assembly on the 21st with their own congregation. So God will see now the pastors leading their congregations at the same time. That's just part one. Part two is to emphasize this issue of we need to now focus not on membership but on discipleship. We got more. God does not have many full-time representatives of him in the culture. And because he does not have that, he does not have people to work through in every dimension of the culture.
Exactly.
Then thirdly, work together in your community where everybody's doing a common good work for the community, every school adopted or every block adopted, because the churches are having a visible presence for righteousness. And if we can get that threefold plan together, and so that's what we're going to do, try to get done on the 21st.
Well, that's an awesome plan. I mean, you know, God's called us to be change agents, and if we ever needed change in this country, it is now. And I know you talked about it in your book that you published last year, America Turning a Nation to God. And this is a driving force for you. And, you know, God bless you for being focused on this, for being the one that is calling, you know, pastors together and calling the church to be revived. As one friend of mine says, you know, when you revived, it speaks that it at least says that you have to have been vived somewhere, you know, in order to be revived. And but we need to be revived. And people say, well, I'm praying for revival. I go out there and be that revival. Be a revival of one if that's what it takes, right?
That's right. It starts with, you know, our whole philosophy is the kingdom agenda, the visible manifestation of the comprehensive rule of God over every area of life. And then that starts with the individual, it moves to the family, then it goes to the church, and from the church it should hit the world. That's God's process of transformation, and that's what we're promoting, and people can find out about all of this at TonyEvans.org.
Well, that's perfect, and that wraps it up just right. Dr. Tony Evans on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Evans, thank you so much for being with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.